Number 8 is from the Office of the Comptroller, submitting a PowerPoint presentation on the results of the sale of the General Obligation Pension Notes Series 2013. This is informational, unless otherwise directed by the committee. Presentation will be up shortly.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I'm Dave Anderson from PFM. We're going to briefly provide you an update on the bond sale for the pension obligation bonds. As we talked about last time, we did sell $138 million of taxable general obligation bonds to J.P. Morgan. We're very fortunate. The day we were selling is that the state of Ohio had a big taxable issue, and they decided not to sell. So anybody that wanted to buy taxable municipal bonds that day had to buy them from Milwaukee County, which meant that through the day we were able to lower the rates until we got to a rate that was a final true interest cost of 3.28%. And that's it's outstanding. I don't know how to tell you. And what we did with that savings, as Scott mentioned before when he was up here, he said that this bond matured. We were going to plan to pay this off way out in the future. But instead of doing that, we were able to pay off starting in 2014 and just pay, keeping the payments about the same as what they were before, but paying off principal much more rapidly. In terms of how the results met to your parameters, when we adopt the parameters, we said you could have up to $145 million. The actual is 138.7. We said the maximum coupon rate was 5.5. It was actually 3.62. That means that's the last year the bonds are out there. That's the highest rate of any individual bonds. The maximum total interest rate was 5.5. And that should be
3.862.
It should be 3.28% on that one. We made a mistake, a typo on that. The call provision said you could either have a make call or 10-year call. They had a 10-year call, which is better for you. The final maturity, the final payment was supposed to would occur in 2031. We were actually able to make that in 2030. Again, paying the bonds off earlier than we anticipated. In terms of how much was savings, this is a savings document that you want to document, Supervisor Schmidt. Under the original plan, we planned to have a total amount of interest of $161 million. Actually turned out to be 56, so a net savings of $103,454,108. So that's the amount of savings over what we originally planned on this. In terms of graphically, this shows the difference in interest that we had planned on versus the difference in interest you actually paid. So you can see each year it's really dramatic difference in terms of the interest that was planned on versus what you actually got. And finally, you had requested before the annual return, because the goal at the time was that you would borrow money at 6.5, invest at 8, and make a net difference of 1.5%. Well, what happened is you've reduced your total interest average now to 5.55, so you've got a bigger margin that you have for error there. And instead of earning 8%, you've actually exceeded that. You can see that the results are 20.4 in 09, 11.7 in 10. There was almost zero in 11, 11% in 12. So the average is 10.8. So instead of the original goal of 8 earnings, 6.5 expenditure, so far you're at 10.8 earning and 5.5 expenditure. So you're much better than what original plan then.
And we're very appreciative of that. Mr. Mansky, do you want to say something?
What my intent is, just using this sheet here, is that I would present to the committee the next time, is in essence for the pension obligation bonds what the total savings are to date. There is a fixed portion, which is in essence the comparison between had you not done the pension obligation bonds, which means then we would have had a higher pension payment each year. as compared to the pension obligation bonds, the principal and the interest payments that were made. The second part of it is the savings that will fluctuate up and down is because of the last one, which is the average investment return on the bond proceeds. As I've said, you know, because we put $400 million into the fund, and in essence, that's $400 million that wasn't there before. And if the average investment return is higher than the 8%, in essence, you're earning a margin above that. And what I've said is that amount is somewhere between $40 and $50 million that were ahead. You know, now that's something that you can monitor over the life. That becomes the fluctuating part or the variable amount. The fixed amount is we kind of know right now. We've sold the 135, we've sold the 265, so that becomes kind of a fixed amount that's there. The part that becomes variable then is the interest rate. And that becomes a, in the very beginning, it's a much wider margin because of the fact that you have $400 million versus zero. Had you not issued the pension obligation bonds, you would have made a higher pension payment. So in essence, they, over the years, by the end of the 30-year term, there is no difference between the two because you fully paid in all of your pension amount that you would have paid, you know, in, instead of paying principal and interest, you would have paid it all in as a pension cost. So that becomes zero, and that becomes less of a variable amount as time goes on. But for the variable amount, as I said, we're somewhere to $40 to $50 million ahead of where we anticipated. So I'll have a report to you the next time, which will go through the various things, you know, where we kind of started from and where we're at right now with the pension obligation bonds.
Thank you very much. Any comments, questions? Supervisor Schmidt.
And that report that's coming too, appreciate all the information, of course. We need to be updated. Is you know, our bond rating in relation to the state and the city of Milwaukee with this, what we've been doing, do we anticipate us staying the same bond rating, or is possibly get higher? Is that something we should try to achieve? Is that in our thought process too? That'd be my question. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, yeah, we, when we go out, obviously you want to improve every time. Right now the county is at a AA plus by Moody's, AA plus by S&P, right? And
it's AA plus by Fitch, AA by Moody. And
yeah. There's
and
a slightly different nomenclature, so I apologize for that. But basically we're AA plus and we have a stable outlook. We did move from a negative outlook to a stable outlook, so we have seen improvement. And like I said, every time we go out, you want to get better and better. So we're, as a part of the transaction that you just approved earlier, we would be having the rating agencies come in to rate those bonds, and so we'll hopefully either stay the same or do better, but we'll have to see what the results are.
And I guess just about, is the key thing, there are several factors, I understand, but in bond rating is paying off debt. And I know it's something the county executive spent a lot of time talking about. The board always cares about this too, by the way. And this is a process where we're paying off debt even faster than we anticipated. And doesn't that enter into, and something we've always got a good record on, is why we've always had a good bond rating. You know, we always have talked about, though, we have substantial infrastructure problems, as we all realize, okay? But that we've been a good steward of all our taxpayers' money as far as making sure, you know, we take reasonable and smart bond issuances and that we pay them off in a timely manner and, you know, in less time than we, you know, at first anticipated, which really helps us in our bond rating, which really helps us financially. And you talk about, you know, $40 to $50 million savings. So is that a trend that we can continue on, I guess, too?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, yes, they do look at your ability to pay the debt, and the county has, over the years, have a very rapid amortization In terms of its payment of its debt has been over 70%. At times, we've actually been even over 80% in terms of our amortization. Some of the things that we've done to actually structure so that we continue to pay off our debt and pay it off as fast as possible, is, for example, is for the corporate purpose issue that's upcoming. We structured it so that instead of a 15-year term, we're actually at a 14-year term. So that will help with increasing that amortization rate. The other thing that they look at is also our financial management. And historically, we've been they've noted that we've had strong management in terms of our fiscal policy, and that although the county can't have a lot of reserves like a number of other entities have, the fact that we've been continually managing with limitations that other entities haven't had has been a positive, that they have been rewarding us with either stable ratings or improving our ratings.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. I would entertain a motion to receive and place on file so that Supervisor Romo West moves to receive and place on file so that other board members can receive the good news. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion for receive and place on file, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Scamper?
Aye.
Collins?
Excuse.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 7-0.
Thank you.